OK， 百坤的知音服务员聆听。今天是10月。今天我们荣誉邀请到了开窗撒美讲解圣典不加饭，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Okay, we ready?
Ready.
Jai Radha Madhava Jai Radha Madhava Jai Radha Okay, Jana Bhava Kiri Bharadha Okay, Jana Bhava Kiri Bharadha Yashodanandana Brajadana Yashodanandana Brajadana Ranjana Yamunatira Bhana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jaya Radha Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Bharadha Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Bharadha Yashodanandana Brajadana Ranjana Yashodanandana Brajadana Ranjana Yamunati Ravanasya Yamunati Ravanasya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Okay, what verse?
10, 12, 10.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Dhanam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam. Okay, Bhagavad Gita chapter 12, text number 10. Did we lose you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Abhyase pyasamartosi matkara padamo bhava madartam apikarmani kurva siddhim vapsasi Abhyase pyasamartosi twatkara Ma paramo bhava mat artam api karmani kurvan sim abhastisi Abhyase yasamarto si mat karma paramo bhava mat artam api karmani kurvan sim abhastisi you repeat the word Abhyase.
Abhyase.
In practice.
休息。
Api.
Api.
Even if.
即使
Samartha
Asamartha
Unable
不能
Asi
Asi你
My work.
Matka, 我的工作。
Dharma.
Dharma.
Dedicated to.
献身于。
好吧。
好吧。
Become.
变得
Madartam.
Madartam.
For my sake.
为了我
Happy even.
即使
Many work.
Karma, 工作
Kurban, performing.
旅行
Siddhim, perfection.
完美
Vapsyasi, you will achieve.
你将达到
Translation. If you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, try to work for me because by working for me, you will come to the perfect state.
译文如果你不能修习风儿瑜伽的规范，那么就努力为我工作吧，这样你也能够达到完美的境界。
One who is not able to practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga under the guidance of a spiritual master can still be drawn in his perfectional to the perfectional stage by working for the Supreme Lord. How did this work is already explained in this.55th verse of the 11th chapter. One should be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. There are many devotees who are engaged in propagation of Krishna consciousness, and they require help. So even if you cannot directly practice the regulated principles of Bhakti Yoga, he can help such work.
要即使不能够在灵性导师的指引下遵行奉爱瑜伽的规范守则，仍可通过为至尊主工作而被带至完美的境界。如何去做这种工作，在第十一章55十节解释了。对于传播 Krishna 之觉，应抱有善意和同情。很多奉献者为传播 Krishna 之觉而努力，他们需要帮助，因此即使不能直接遵行奉爱瑜伽规范守则，但可以设法帮助他人这么做。
So that's important. Because many people ask, well, if I'm working, how can I work for Krishna?
这一点非常重要，因为很多人都提这些问题，我该怎么为工作工，为 Krishna 工作呢？
So that's how. If we work, we're getting results. We get some money, we get something.
因为我们工作我们可能会得到、
right.
我们可能会赚钱对吧
So we use some of that to help the devotees, either help the temple directly or help some preachers, and then we get the same benefits as the people that are preaching.
我们可以帮助那些这些人，或者是直接帮助那些传播者。这样一来呢，我们得到和这些传播者得到同样的好处。
Like some devotees, they buy books and they, you know, they give them to other devotees to distribute. So they get the same credit as the one who actually distributes or the one who.Pays for it, they all get the same benefit spiritually.
有些人他们买了一些书籍，然后就给奉献者，让他们去派。那么这样的人，他可以得到跟那些派书奉献者得到的同样的好处。
Or say you sponsor prasadam for many people.You get the benefit for all of them. They're eating. You can't get that. By eating yourself, you can't get so much benefit. But by feeding others, you can get much more.
有的人他们出资来赞助 prasadam， 这个比你自己去荣耀 prasadam 得到的好处还要多。
So even if one cannot directly practice the regulated principles of Bhakti Yoga, he can try to help in such work. That means you can't chant 16 rounds, you can't go on the Vartik every day, or things like that.
有的人他们不能直接遵守规范守则，他们不能念诵16圈，不能参加 Mangala Arti。
Every endeavor requires land, capital, organization, and labor. Just as in business, one requires a place to stay, some capital to use, some labor, and some organization to expand. So the same is required in the service of Krishna.
每一项努力都需要土地、资金、组织、劳工。就像在商业活动中，人需要地方驻足，需要资金周转，需要劳工。需要组织以做扩充。
The only difference, materialist works for sense gratification. The same work can be performed for the satisfaction of Krishna, and that is spiritual activity.
Hey, Krishna 服务也是这样，两者唯一的分别是在物质主义工中，人为求感官享乐工作。然而同样的工作可为满足 Krishna 而做，那就是灵性活动了。
If one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or temple for propagating Krishna consciousness, or he can help with publication. There are various fields of activity, and one should be interested in such activities.
如果一个人有足够的资金，他可帮助建造办事处或庙宇，用以传播 Krishna 知觉，或者他可在出版方面帮忙。有很多方面的活动，人们应对这些活动感兴趣。
Yeah. If one cannot sacrifice the result of his activities, the same person can sacrifice some percentage to propagate Krishna consciousness.The voluntary service is the cause of Krishna consciousness. Will help one to rise to a higher stage of love of Godhead, where he becomes perfect.
要是他不能牺牲这些活动成果，仍可牺牲一部分，用以传播 Krishna 知觉，自愿为 Krishna 知觉的事业服务，可把自己提升到爱神的高深境界，从而变得完美。
Om Ajana Chimirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chatsur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guru Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutalaya Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakam Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vishamsa Hey Krishna Aruna Sindhu Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavani Pachyatya Desa Panchakalpa Rubyascha Kripa Sindhugevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavi Mama Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Grahe Bhakti Srimo Bhakti Namaste Paravani Charani Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namane Namo Mahavaranya Namo Varshavana Videvi Daitaya Kavdaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Namo Varshavana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Namaste Gauravani Shimurtaye Dina Tarane Rupa Nuga Viruda Appa Siddhanta Dwanta Harane Namo Gaurakishoraya Sachit Vairagya Murtaye Vipra Lamba Rasambo De Pambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachit Ananda Namane Shigora Karuna Shakti Rupa Nuga Varayate Namo Gora Virbhave Bhume Stvam Nirdesta Sadanapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannath Taya Te Namaha Panchakalpa Truvischa Kripa Sin Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Omahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tuche Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupa kam bhakta vataram bhaktakyam namami bhakti shakti kam. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha, Kanta Namostute, Dapta Kanchana Gorange, Radhe Vrindavanishari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priya Jayatam Surtopangor Mama Mandir Matergati Matsarvasya Padambojo Shishi Radha Madana Mohano Ipyad Kalpa Dumadha Shiman Ratnagara Singhasasto Shishi Radha Shila Govinda Devo Praised Ali be Savior Manos Marami. Iman Rasa Rasaram be Kamsi Patas Pitaha Karshan Venu Sunar Gopi Gopinatha Shies Tunaha. So hopefully by praying to all these people to be connected. Krishna will utilize me to say something that can help you and me to advance in Krishna consciousness.
我希望通念诵了所有上述这些祷文， Krishna 可以利用我来说一些有利于你和你们和我都在 Krishna 之间得到进步的话语。
When we're, you know, like this, for the parampara, we're praying for the mercy to be handed down to us and that we're able to hand it to others without changing anything.
我们向 parampara 使徒传系献上祷文，希望得到他们的仁慈，我们把这份仁慈毫不修改的再传递下去。
So these verses are one of the sweetest parts of the Bhagavad Gita to show Krishna's love, mercy, and kindness.
所以这一部分诗节呢，是 Bhagavad Gita 当中非常优美的一部分诗节，正表明了 Krishna 是多么的仁慈和善意，善解人意。
So he's changing us, you know, depending on our ability, and then, so we have to apply this in our own life. You know, someone was asking last time, how do we know? We can ask others and we can just feel where we stand, what we're capable of doing.
有的人就问，我该怎么把那个薄伽梵歌的这些原则应用到我的自己的生活当中呢？在这里 Krishna 就向我们表明了，我们要根据自己的能力去做事情。
So first Krishna just said, you think of me all the time. No, that's pretty hard. It's not everybody can do that. That's the topmost thing.
首先 Krishna 说你要总是将心意专注于我，想着我，那这个是非常难以做到的，不是每个人都能做到的，因为这是最一流的一种修习奉爱了。
So I think, well, I can't do that. So then, you know, we might think, well, I'm finished and I can't do it.
也可能我就想，哇，这我可做不到。那我完蛋了，因为我做不到。
So then Krishna says you can, if you can't, just think of him all the time, you know, just chant 24 hours a day and, you know, be that like that, which is very rare. Then you can practice bhakti yoga, regulated life.
接着 Krishna 就说了，如果你不能总是想着我，一天二十小时都在那不停的念诵，那你可以去遵守规范守则。
But if you can't do that even, then you can work for me.
如果你甚至不能遵守规范守则，那你可以为我工作呀。
And you're not condemned. You can, you know, you still get the same credit if you're sincerely offering whatever we have to Krishna. He gives full credit.
即便你是不能想着总想着 Krishna 遵守规范原则，你也并不是就完蛋了，就一定会遭到天谴，并不是这样的，因为你可以把你所有拥有的供奉出来。这样一来，你也得到全部的这些好处和功劳，你也能得到。
So, even if you don't have money, you can do something to help devotees.
甚至你就是在没钱，你也可以帮助奉献者做事情。
Like sometimes people.You know, they just go shopping for devotees. They help them carry stuff in the market.
比如说， 有的人他们帮助奉献者去购物，或者是帮助奉献者来提东西。
They can offer whatever they have. They have time, they have some physical strength, you know, whatever. You can offer it to Christians.
可以贡献你的时间，贡献你的体力，无论你有什么，都可以贡献出来。
Money is, you know, usually we're very attached to our money, but, you know, because we've been trained and people work hard to get money, thinking now I can enjoy, I can get new clothes, I can get a nice car, I can get a new iPhone or whatever they want these days.
通常来说，人们都贪图金钱，因为有了金钱，他们可以拿来享受，可以买自己喜欢的衣服啊、豪车呀，或者买一部新的 iPhone 手机。
I don't know if people still want iPhones.
现在人们对于 iPhone 手机
，You can buy three.Xiaomi phones instead of one iPhone. Okay. So, but if you instead you do something for Christians, you can decorate the temple, you can bring some flowers to the temple, you know. It doesn't have to be big, big things, whatever we can do.
有的钱可以买鲜花来装饰庙宇。有钱我们可以做很多事情。
Or, you know, depend, like some rich people in China, I heard, when they die, they get old, they build a temple. They build a Buddhist temple, get some monks, and they give them the temple. To thank God for this.
因为在我们中国呢，有的人死了以后呢，他就把钱拿出来捐给和尚，让和尚拿去建庙。在印度也是这样子的。
So it's not very complicated. We work for Krishna. Everybody's working, and they're getting something for their work, or they wouldn't be working.
所以这个没什么复杂的，就是因为人人都工作，他们会从工作当中呢是得到好处，他们可以拿这些好处服务。
So you give some of it, whatever you can, because ideally you give everything to Krishna, but if you can't do that, you give something.
所以理想状态下呢，就是把这些好处都拿来给 Krishna。如果不能全部好处都给 Krishna, 至少拿出一部分。
And even if we can barely live, you know, whatever we eat, we can offer that to Krishna before we eat.
即便我们都是食不果腹，都没有吃没喝的，贫困交加的，那我们也可以吃什么的，我们就把我们吃的东西事先供奉给 Krishna。
Because the devotee, if he's using his house for chanting, he's offering to Krishna, you know, he's chanting in the house, and that house is temple.
因为一个奉献者，他居住在哪里，他都会在当地念诵，那么他念诵的地方就已经变成了是一所庙宇了。
So even if all his money is going just for that, some people, still, it's for Krishna. 'Cause he's serving Krishna through the Brahman. Supporting the Brahmins is wonderful. Still there?
Sorry, Mark, I didn't catch it. You mean that if the devotee chant in the house, then somebody gives something to this devotee, then he is doing service also, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 就是倘若有的人他就是给奉献者给上面说的那个就是很贫困的奉献者他只是在喜欢念诵的奉献者做一些布施啊那他也是在做着好虔诚活动做了好处。
If someone just does anything, even by accident, they get benefit. Called Agatha Sukriti. That's Krishna's special mercy.
So, 如果有的人他们就是不知情的情况下呢，他们也做了一些服务的话，那么这叫 Agatha Sukriti， 也就是不知情的奉献服务。
So say you're in the train station and you have a heavy bag.
Okay. 那比如说呢？你现在。
And someone helps you carry it. Some strong man says, "Let me help you," or "Let me put your bag up high on the train." So they don't know you're a devotee. They don't know anything, but they're just pious. But by Krishna's mercy, serve a devotee.But they get death. Krishna helps them.
比如说有奉献者他们上了一个拥挤的火车然后拿着行李然后有一个身强力壮的男子就过来说哎，让我帮你那个把这个行李放在行李架上吧、哎、他就这样就是帮这个奉献者、拿行李然后又放在行李架上那么他就是因为 Krishna 的仁慈他服务了奉献者他得到了功劳
So I think we have this everywhere we have people in Buddhist temples some lady they'll come every day sweep all around and clean up everything they don't have anything to give but they give that service and it's Krishna accepts it the same as a rich man who gives the whole temple even more maybe
比如说呢在我们国家就是佛庙有的人呢他们每天就会来到那个庙里头然后扫地啊或者是做一些清洁的工作看有什么活就干什么活然后就这样的人他们得到的好处就跟那些富人出资捐庙一样的好处有的是甚至超过那些捐钱的人他们造庙得到的好处
So it's not about how much you give, but what kind of consciousness you have. We went to one nice Buddhist temple there around near Beijing.
那个马尔说他们就曾经去了一个很好的佛庙。
In that temple, many students are joining. The monk is a very good preacher, and many young students are joining, studying Buddhism.
因为这个住持呢，他是特别有能力的传教者。所以呢，很多年轻人就纷纷的加入了这座佛庙。
They had made some nice little animated shows to teach Buddhist lessons.
在这个佛庙里呢，他们做一些就是那个就是动画设计啊，就是三维，就这一些。用现代科技的手段呢，就是把那个佛教的故事演绎出来。
I hope I can find those again, but So the one was early in the morning, there were people coming to the temple.
And
they were all offering incense.
人们呢就纷纷的供香上香。
So the first one, they were talking to the monk.
然后第一个人他就跟那个和尚就交谈起来。
So one said, I was here earlier, I was here before everyone else, I'll get more benefit. One now, I'm better, aren't I better?
这个人呢就跟那个和尚就显摆自己的功劳，就是说我是第一个人来这，我一大早，我比所有人来的都早，那我得到的好处是最多的。So
the monk was trying to explain, no, that's not what it's all about. It's about, you know, your love. You want to give something to Buddha, not that you're trying to get something.
这个和尚就跟他解释，这个不是这么回事，而是你取决于你的爱心，你对佛有多么的奉爱，并不是说你要从中得到什么好处。So
the next one had really big answers.
第二个人呢，他上的那个香是一柱很粗很大的香。
So he was saying, no, no, my offering is much better because I have the biggest incense. I'll get
this.然后这个第二个人呢，就显摆在自己说啊，不，我的那个功劳最大，因为我上的香啊，比他们别的人都粗。
So the monk was trying to explain to him.
这个和尚呢，又给他来解释。
Then the next one had a lot of incense. Really
然后接着呢，第三个人呢，他上了一大捆香，他这个香数量特别多。
And he was thinking, I have the most incense. I'm going to get the most.
这个人就心里想，因为我上的香数量最多，所以我得到的好处一定也是相应的最多。So
again, the monk was saying, "No, that's not what it's about."
接着呢，这个和尚呢又给他耐心的解释，不是这么回事儿。
So anyway, that's the point. We give whatever we can to Krishna, but it has to be given with, I want to give this to Krishna. I don't want anything in return. That's transcendental. Otherwise, it's a mode of passion and ignorance, and the benefit is much less.
So we should not 否则的话，如果有所图，有所贪求，希冀回报，这是属于激情和愚昧。Okay,
so these lessons are always there, and I always recommend that this chapter, you know, Bhakti Yoga, but that's our real business. That's where Bhakti Yogi is.
所以，就内容大致就讲完了。这一章我总是推荐妈妈说，因为这一章讲的是 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽，而我们是 Bhakti Yogi 奉爱瑜伽师。
So we want to give to Krishna. That's so chapter is very, very sweet to instruct us. You know, what's the highest thing, and then how we can practice, and then what really pleases Krishna, what kind of person, how we should trying to develop our life. And it's a short chapter, but so much is there.
这章非常甜美，而且内容是至为崇高的。因为它教育了我们应当成为什么样的人，是 Krishna 所钟爱的人。虽然它的内容很短，但是它的内容非常丰富。
So please read it a few times, read it every day for a week, just the verses, and you'll learn so much.
所以请你们连续一个星期每天都读几遍，那么你就能从中获得巨大的仁慈好处。
Okay, so thank you very much. Bhakti Yoga is not difficult, not complicated.
The hard part is
so simple.
So 以非常感谢大家的聆听。
You know,
非常感谢大家聆听。
In Kali Yuga, we want things to be complicated and difficult.
Okay. 所以奉爱瑜伽并不复杂，但是呢，因为在我们现在身处卡底年代，所以呢，希望把事情弄得很复杂。
Then it begins with chanting the holy name.
它都是从念诵圣名开始的。
Anyabhilashita sunyam jnani samadhinam. We have to be free from mental speculation and fruitive consciousness.
Anyabhilashita sunyam jnani samadhinamita. 我们必须要摆脱心智推敲，摆脱功利性的心态。
Okay, so we'll take time for inquiries or comments. If somebody has any realization, some feelings they have about this chapter, then they should express themselves in lightness. Help all of us to, you know, to share our understanding.
好，接下来呢，我们可以提问题，或者是有的人他们对本章有一些感悟，那他可以分享出来，有一些把他的觉悟分享出来，这样可以帮助到别人。
That's what Sadhu Sangha means, that we share. It doesn't mean we have to be a big scholar. We can just say, well, I really like it. When I read this, I felt peaceful. You know, I like it. That's all. I like it.
Yeah, so that means the Sadhu Sangha means that to express that I like it, right?
I like it. You know, I don't understand it. Some kind of sharing amongst devotees. But the best is when everybody's saying how much they like Krishna consciousness and how it helps them and how they overcome, you know, different problems by chanting or by reading. That's it. Sadhu Sangha means are working together, cooking together, planning festivals, whatever. I see the ladies.
So Sadhu Sangha 的意思就是说，我们一起工作，一起分享我们的计划，一起设计，一起来服务神像，一起来做 prasadam， 一起来做事情， 共同去做自己大家都喜欢的事情。
So I'm waiting.
Shall we answer question? There's a question from Rajendra Prabhu.
All right.
第一个Rajendra Prabhu 问，感谢啊，感谢翻译主持。毫无回报，不求回报，供奉或服务是需要时间的。开始阶段都需要或多或少的。从 Krishna 那里得到一些回报，这是正常的思想和行为吗？So Rajendra Prabhu said, thank you, Maharaj, and thank you for the host. You mentioned in the class that we should offering without expecting any return reward, but that requires time to do that.In the beginning stage, more or less, people want to get some reward from Krishna. Is this a normal, normal idea or normal behavior to want to get reward from Krishna in the beginning?
Naturally, that's, you can ask Krishna for anything, but it's...the best thing, at least they approach Krishna. We encourage everybody, if you, whatever they want, just, chant Hare Krishna, pray to Krishna. But that's not ideal. We want to rise above that.
Mm, 无论如何，就我们鼓励人们要接近 Krishna, 要念诵Hare Krishna, 要向 Krishna 去祈求，如果想还有一些祈求回报的心理，那这并不是理想的状态，应当超越这个阶段。
How do I?
You mean that one, even if one wants some reward, he or she should approach Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and pray for Krishna to fulfill his desire, right?
Yeah, and then gradually they get purified.
Okay. 所以马二说，即便一个人他有一些就是功利心，想要得到一些好处。他应该去找 Krishna, 去念诵 Hare Krishna, 向 Krishna 祈求得到他满足他的愿望。逐渐的渐渐的他这么去做，他渐渐的就能被净化。
So that's what Krishna describes in the seventh chapter, Four kinds of people come to me.
就 Krishna 就在《波伽梵歌》第七章说了，有四类人会去接近他。
And they're all good, but the best is the one who's dedicated completely.
那最好的是那些全心全意奉献的人。
That's the best. Krishna accepts everybody, but you get what you give. So if we just want to get, say, money from Krishna, we'll get money, but we won't get Krishna. But gradually, someone will realize, well, I went to Krishna and I prayed and I got money. And I went to Krishna and I prayed and I got something. And then they want to become more understanding of Krishna.
有的人呢，他们人们得到的是他们做什么，他们就得到什么。有的人呢，他们想得到钱财，他们就向 Krishna 祈祷，给我些钱。 那渐渐的他们有了一些体验，成功的体验，他们就会慢慢的理解，哇，对 Krishna 有更深刻的，对 Krishna 有了更深入的了解。
So, God, we're bringing every come to Krishna no matter what.
反正不管人们有什么样的心理需求，我们都把它带到 Krishna 面前。就像刚才说的那些想求财的人，他们会得到钱，但是他们得不到 Krishna。
And we pray to help people. We pray for ourselves that we can finally come to find full surrender, where we just want to give everything to Krishna. We don't care what he gives us back.
我们不仅就帮助别人，我们也帮助自己。我们也向 Krishna 祈祷，我们希望自己臣服，能够把一切都贡献给 Krishna。
All right.
好，那这个回答可以吗？下面一个问题是来自 Hari Vallabhi Devadasi， 请教 Maharaj， Nitya Siddha 是什么意思？ Hari Vallabhi Devadasi ask what's the meaning of Nitya Siddha？
Nitya Siddha eternal.
Nitya is 永恒
and Siddha is perfect.
Siddha is 完美
In this case, it means spiritually perfect, totally direct, you know, dedicated to Krishna, 100%, nothing else.
在这里就指的是灵性的完美，全然的献身给 Krishna， 100%的献身给 Krishna。
So it can be in the spiritual world, everyone is Nitya Siddha. But we have independence, and somehow or other, Nitya Siddha can become a Nitya Buddha. In the material world, we're Nitya Buddha, it seems like eternal, but we can become Nitya Siddha by the mercy of the Guru and Krishna.
但是他们有独立性，所以他们就来到物质世界，变成了 Nitya Buddha， 永恒的受限制。急着攻入 Krishna 的仁慈，他们可以恢复他们的 Nitya Siddha 的地位。下一个是 Pancha Tattva Das， 顶拜孤儿奉献者。中国奉献者工作的人很多，许多时候要从事非奉献的工作，与物质主义者打交道，如何对待这种矛盾呢？ Pancha Tattva Das offer obeisance to guru and devotees. He said that in China, many devotees have to go to work.Many times, and they have to, their work is non-devotional work and have to deal with materialists. So how to, so this is very contradictory. So what to do with this?
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. You offer the results of your work to Krishna.That's not only China, everywhere in the world. when you work outside, it's not directly Krishna conscious, but just like an ordinary person, he's working and he's thinking how at night he's going to go drink and party or go to the TV or something. And devotees thinking, I'll go home and chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavad Gita. And if he gets some money extra, he'll use it for distributing some books or by distributing prasadam or helping devotees one way or another. And that's how you do it. I don't know how many times we have to say this before, you know, it means everybody, you don't understand Krishna, you know, the main thing to make your work, you have to chant, you have to get up a little early and chant your japa before you work, or at least some japa. Then you can understand things clearly.
所以我们在课当中呢,一直就讲的是, 这件事情不仅是在中国，在全世界都是面临同样的问题，需要出去外出工作，这个不是直接的Krishna知觉。然后，但是就像普通人，他们上班，然后呢，他们想着的是，一下了班就去酒吧或者去PTV，奉献者呢，他们会想着。 下了班就得回家念哈尔克什纳读国家梵歌，如果挣的钱有额外的，可以拿出来，用于书籍方面，或者是沙等、海普沙等，或者服务奉献者。那个奉献者呢，他们怎么处理这个矛盾呢？他们就必须要清晨很早的起来念诵他们的扎帕，或者是念诵一部分扎帕，这样呢，他们的思路就会比较清晰了。
Okay. That's the main thing. We read Bhagavad Gita regularly and we chant our rounds. Then we can see clearly that everything belongs to Krishna. And we're offering, please Krishna, accept me. I have to work because this is my dharma and my karma. You know. So please let me offer to you. Let me think of you. Remember Krishna sometime during the day.
所以要阅读《博伽梵歌》，要念诵我们的圈数，这样就会看到一切是属于 Krishna 的。我们可以把一切都供奉给 Krishna， 我们可以向 Krishna 祈祷，Krishna 接受我吧。由于我的 Dharma， 由于我的 Karma， 我不得不去工作。但是呢，请接受我的供奉，请让我能够在。 工作的时候想着你。The next question from 陈冠江 Chaitanya Charan Das Hare Krishna Dimbai Maharaj 有奉献者说放瑜伽太复杂，每天念诵、听课、看书、做饭、传播，忙都忙不过来，怎么办呢？ So Chaitanya Param Das ask, pay obeisance to you, Maharaj, and ask, that some devotees said, Bhakti Yoga is too complicated. Every day has to chant. Japa, listen to lecture, reading books, cooking prasadam, and spreading Krishna consciousness. There are so many work to do. There's no time to finish all this. It's very busy. So what to do? Mara? Hare Krishna, Mara.
Okay, what's the next question? I'm waiting.
The next question is that this devotee, some devotees said that there are too many work to do. We have to chant, to read, to listen, to lecture, and to cook a prasad, and I also have to preach. So there are so many things to do. We can, but we have only limited time and energy. So what to do with this? All this so much work, so much amount of work, so much service to do. There are so a lot of service to do, but we are very limited. We cannot. Sometimes
we have to balance. We have to plan our life like everybody else.
So we have to balance.
Ideally, you could get a different job and wouldn't have to work so hard, but that's not so easy. But you don't have to do lots of service, temple, or so many things if you don't have time. You have to chant your rounds and you have to read the Bhagavad Gita. Those things we have to do. Then, if we do that and we become peaceful, then we can live properly. Otherwise, we can't. If we think, I have to do so many things, I'm a very important person, or the devotee asks me, we have to sometimes say, I'm sorry, I don't have time to do this.
If they are working, 不那么忙的工作，这是比较理想的。如不管怎么说，反正奉献者呢，他们要念诵他们的千数，读博家梵歌，然后他们要保持平和，不要想着我是这么重要的人物，我有这么多事情要做。有的时候必须要拒绝推辞，说对不起，我没时间。
Okay, so that's.Many people have that problem, not only in devotees, but karmis. They try to do too many things, and then you can't do it. Then they think, well, I can't be a devotee. No, cut back on something, but don't cut back on your chanting. If you somehow find, first thing is you chant your rounds. If something else means you can't chant your rounds, then you shouldn't do that.Now, if your work demands, I don't know what kind of job people have, but the karmis, they work, they go to movies, they go to parties, they go to, you know, all over the place, and they do the same work. The devotee hopefully doesn't do those things. He doesn't watch television. He doesn't play computer games all night. But,If the karmis have time for all that, why can't devotees find time for chanting? Unless they're doing all kinds of nonsense things also.
所以就是那些 karmi 呢，那个果报工作者，他们有时候做也做很多工作，有的时候呢是奉献者，他们承担了过多的工作。这样的话，他们必须要削减一部分工作。第一重要的呢，还是念诵，要把自己的圈念好。如果不能完工作太多，以至于都不能完成自己的圈数的话，那就必须要削减那些妨碍我们念诵我们圈数的工作。像那些 karmi 果报工作者，他们会去看电影啊，看，然后下了班就去看电视，电视打游戏机，通宵不睡。那奉献者不会这么去做的。不管怎么说，像他们能做这么多娱乐，那奉献者也可以同样的能完成他们的签署。
All right.
好。那下一个 Brother Ananda.
You have to pray to Krishna. You can talk to other devotees who are managing to do it. How do you do it? And they can teach you. That's why we have association. Just like karmis have all kinds of seminars and programs trying to teach people how they can balance their life. Because they have to work so much. They have to study so much. And they have to also change the way they look at things. And we have to do that. Pray to Krishna to help you.
要向Krishna祈祷，也必须要跟奉献者交流。有的奉献者他们在这方面就做得很成功，那我们可以向他们求教，你是怎么做到的呢？所以联谊是很重要的。就像世俗的人呢，他们也教人们怎么去平衡工作和娱乐生活，他们有各种各样的 seminar， 有各种各样的。 课程，教人们怎么保持生活的平和和平衡。同样的，我们也因为一个世俗的人，他们的工作也很多，也要很多的学习。关键是怎样改变他们的视角，看问题的视角。所以可以向 Krishna 祈祷，跟奉献者们交流。 下一个问题是 Radha Nanda， 深深顶拜敬爱的 Guru Deva， 在中国几部著名经典，比如说《易经》《道德经》《黄帝内经》等等，都可以看到《薄伽梵歌》内容。由此可以证明，《薄伽梵歌》是所有经典的源头。当这样去给一位爱阅读的朋友传递《薄伽梵歌》时，这位朋友马上表示：“那我要先去好好读这几部经典。” 这样是不是也导偏了这样的人呢？感恩主持。 So Radha Nanda said, "Business dear Gurudev, deeply. And in China, there are some very well-known scripture like 易经、道德经。 Some very famous scripture. 对不起啊，先查一下。Yes. So, when the Radha Nanda preached to his her friend, saying that the famous Chinese scripture that they can all find the Bhagavad Gita, the content of Bhagavad Gita in Chinese, this traditional scripture, traditional ancient books in the ancient books in China, that they can all find the Bhagavad Gita, the content of Bhagavad Gita there. And when she preached like that, and the people said that, oh, okay, then first of all, I should first of all read those scriptures rather than read Bhagavad Gita. So Radha Nanda Mataji asked that is this this way of preaching that is misleading? So is it not very proper preach like that? Because in China, that many people know. Yijing. 对不起，我对于这个 几个翻译还不是特别易懂。
孝德经，道德经，
Yeah, I'm sorry, because、yeah. if nothing comes from you, then I just fix out. I can't answer a question for hours at a time. You know, I give the answer, and if I say more, it just confuses everybody. You have to take it for what it is. It's simple, not complicated. You have to have some big, long, complicated process. You have to cut it back and get to the basics. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Remember that that's the basis of everything you do. If something else means you can't chant your rounds, then don't do that other thing, if it's so-called service.It's hard living in a material body for everybody. Everybody's suffering. Everybody has to work. Everybody gets sick. Everybody dies. Everybody has children that get sick, you know. But they have to just do it.
Okay. 所以妈妈说那我们传教的时候就要简单化。就要向人们主要传播圣名，告诉他们生老病死，人们必须要经历生老病死，不得不死亡，不得不去经历所有这些困难，要把那个这个传教呢也变得很简单的方法来传教，不用很复杂。
All right.
Okay.
Any more?
安然易清。Well, there's no more questions.
Okay. You sure?
Because
you sure?
Maharaj, you know, in China,there are some very famous ancient scripture like Yi Jing. Yi Jing is like Taoism, the scripture of Taoism, and Dao De Jing. Dao De Jing is also scripture of Taoism, and Huang Di Nei Jing is also the scripture of the ancient Chinese medical scripture.And people in China, they all know this Taoism scripture and this ancient medical scripture. And when this devotee preached that they are some contents similar to Bhagavad Gita, and in order to preach to the others that they should read Bhagavad Gita, but the others they said that in that case I should first of all read this Chinese scripture. So, understand, Maharaj?
Yeah, that's okay. We just follow the Chinese scripture. The Chinese scripture also says the four regular principles. You know.
Okay.所以在这个《易经》啊、《道德经》、《黄帝内经》啊，他们也说到了要遵守四项规范原则。
you can, you know, better to just try to get people to chant the holy names. Don't try to force them to read something. If they don't want to, you know, don't push people. Give them something that they can take. Have kirtan with them. Give them prasadam.
所以就是如果人们他们不接受国家万歌，也不要强迫他们非要接受，就只要让他们来接受圣名，让他们聆听kirtan，来接受prasadam。
Okay.
Oh, so the next question is from Krishna, the 仆人。顶拜咕噜，当发现自己心中的Asura品质，如何处理处转善良形态？This devotee from the servant of Krishna asked that obeisance to Guru. He found that in his heart, in her heart, there is some quality of Asura. Oh, so how can how can she or he situated in the mood of goodness?
By practicing Bhakti Yoga regularly. We all have this, you know, Kali Yuga. So we have a good side and a bad side. Sometimes the bad side will dominate. But gradually we learn to, just like you train a dog or something, you teach your children.
通过休息，巴克迪瑜伽，因为这是卡里年代，我们每个人都是有好品质、坏品质，有的时候坏品质占上风，这我们就要像训练狗一样，就像教孩子一样，我们要修炼。
That's what we're, that's why we practice Bhakti Yoga, because we're fallen. We're trying to get lifted up. So just like everybody else, you practice.
We're all fallen.
Don't get too worried that the demoniac side, we have demoniac thoughts, so don't act on your demoniac thoughts. Even if we have them, just say, okay, I don't want that. Do that.
所以我们都是堕落的，我们就是要提升自己，就像这是每个人一样，我们不要太过于担心，也不要总是想着，哎呦，我这么多的恶魔品质，我还有这么多的不好的思想，即便有这些不好的念头出来，我们千万不要去做，至少不要把这些念头付诸实施。 反正我们就是要需要提升自己。
Alright? It's the same answer practically for everything. And anywhere we read the Bhagavad Gita, it's giving us the answer. We just have to have faith. We have demoniac tendencies. We might pass a restaurant and think, I want to eat some donkey meat. But then we don't do it. We want to get drunk, but we don't do it, so therefore that's okay then. The thoughts come and go, there's a material contamination. But we ignore them, we don't act on them, we try to cultivate good, the good side.
So, 要读国家放歌，要有信心。我们想吃狗肉，我们想去喝酒，但是不要把这些想法付诸实施，因为我们的思想是受到物质污染的，所以去忽视这些想法，他们这些想法都是像来来去去的，我们不要去做就好了，要培养好的方面。
Okay.
Okay, Maharaj, you have finished all the questions this morning.
Okay, very good. So again, to answer the questions and to get the power to do what we're supposed to do, we just have to read the Bhagavad Gita, even if it's only a few minutes. You know, before you go to work, read one sloka, one page, you know, before you eat at lunchtime, you know, read one sloka, you know, and that will give you strength.That'll connect you with Krishna.
为了得到做事情的力量，必须要阅读《国家梵歌》，即便几分钟的时间读《国家梵歌》，比如说上班之前读一个 shloka， 读一个诗节；在沐浴之前读一个 shloka， 读一个诗节；在吃饭之前读一个诗节；在午餐前读一个诗节。这样就能得到力量，这样呢就能跟 Krishna 连接。Now there is some more questions.
Okay.
唐继东，顶拜 Guru 翻译，你好，《国家梵歌》原意。四章第五诗节里 Achyuta Advaita 是一个意思吗？ This seems to be the questions from last week. So, obeisance to Guru.
Okay.
Yes. He said that in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 and 5, there is the term Achyuta Advaita. Is it the same meaning?
Achyuta and Advaita?No.
Yes. 不是一个意思。
Different meanings.
这不是一个意思。
I'll just look it up. Achyuta means infallible.
Achyuta 的意思是不会犯错的，毫无谬误的。
It's the name of Krishna. He who never fails his devotees.Never falls down.
Achyuta 的意思是 it never fails to the devotees. So what does that mean?
Never fails. He never fails. He does what we need. He helps us. He never falls down. He doesn't turn out to be not what he says.
Okay. Achyuta 的意思就是从来不会失败。而且呢他对于奉献者呢他总会去做他必须去做的事情。在跟奉献者的交往当中呢他总是 就按照需要的去做，还有就是他从来不会堕落，就是他永远不会改变他的地位。
Advaita means non-dual.
Advaita 的意思就是非二元性的。
Of course, usually when we look up Advaita, we just find Advaita Acharya. That was his name. But the Vedanta is a specific type of Vedanta.
A specific type of Vedanta, Achyuta, Advaita.
I'm just looking in the dictionary.
Okay.
It means it's only Brahman. Something like this. Dvaita and Advaita. Vishishta Dvaita.There's many different schools of Hinduism. But Advaita means not dual, all one. Everything is all one. And
Advaita,
when someone
Advaita.
Asks for help, I... Okay?
Advaita, 这段意思是非二元性的，就是都是一，全都是一， Advaita.就在印度呢，它有各个学派，什么 Vashishta Dvaita Advaita， 就各个学派。
So there's all these different, you know, they're all described in Chaitanya Charitamrita in a lot of detail, but it's not our main business to, you know.But Achyuta is the name of Krishna that means infallible. That's a very important name to remember.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, 这个书当中呢有很多细节，但是这并不是我们的事物。Achyuta 这个词的意思是永不犯错的，所以这个。意思呢？这个词，这个名字是 Krishna 很重要的一个名字。
But it's defined as means everything is spirit. Material is all illusion. Something like that.
他的那个定义就是说。The definition of a tutor is that everything is spiritual, and the other is
evil. The name of Krishna means he never falls down. He's always perfect. Advaita
okay.
means everything is spirit. It's different. It's just a word, a type of philosophy that we don't concern with very much, even though Advaita Acharya had that name.
Okay.所以 Achyuta 的字面意思就是永不犯错的，永不堕落的。Advaita 的字面意思就是一切都是灵性的。
So, you know, it's technical, but Advaita means two, and Advaita means not two. So it's supposed to be understanding that everything is spiritual.But the way that it's used by the, we don't use it that much. Because it's misunderstood.
Okay. Dvaita 的意思就是二啊，这有个前缀，再加上一个啊，就是非二元的，不是二元的。那意思就是说一切都是灵性的，但是根据它所使用的方式呢就可以衍生出很多的内容。我们对这个并不是很 非要很深入的非要涉及到里头，就即便阿德维特查亚他也有这样一个名字，阿德维特那个名字，但是我们不是过度不会过多的纠缠到这个哲学这里头。
So I suggest that, you know, if you're a Dvaita, just think of a Dvaita Acharya. Don't worry about anything else. If you're a Chuta, think of Krishna. It's the name of Krishna. It means Krishna never falls down. Krishna will not disappoint you. Krishna will not cheat you. Krishna, you know, will not say that he's perfect and then turn out to be not. It's infallible. Chuta.
Okay, 所以每次我们要是看到 Advaita 这个词呢，我们只需要联想到 Advaita Acharya 就可以了。然后每次我们看到 Achuta 这个词呢，我们就想到这是 Krishna 的一个名字，它的意思就是说 Krishna 永远不会让人失望，而且 Krishna 永远不会欺骗人， Krishna 永远是完美的。我们只需要了解这些，记住这些。
Okay.
Okay. Now there's more question.
More. Okay, I'm ready.
现下面一个是来自于安然 Bhagavad-gita 3.33 人皆遵从遵循从物质自然三形态得到的本性活动，意志又有什么用呢？怎么理解这个意志又有什么用？请姑姑举个例子说明。In Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 verse 33 it is said that everybody has to act according to one's own nature generated from the material natureOne has to act according to his own mood. And what's the use of suppressing it? 333.
Which verse?
Chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse
33.
33. Is...第三章世界三十三。
Even a man of knowledge has to act according to his own nature, for everyone follows the nature that he has.
Yes.
So what's the question?
The question is how to understanding the latter part of the verse. What's the use of suppressing?So can you give an example to...
The first thing is to read the purport.
第一件事是需要读一下要旨。
That's why we have purports, because they explain these things.
因此我们有要旨。
Nature, we have Kshatriya Vaishya, some kind of nature.So we have to act, you know, according to our nature. It doesn't change so much. Someone is a very good mechanic. Somebody is a musician. It's their nature. So you can do that, but you have to do it for Krishna, not just do it. You don't have to try to change your nature and be a completely different person.Just have to do whatever you do, Krishna.
有的人呢，他是一个查智亚，有的人呢是一个音乐家，还有的人是个工程师、技师、技术人员。他们无需改变他们的本质，如果需改变他们的工作，变成完全不同的另外一个人。 他只需要为 Krishna 去做事情。She asked how to purify our 带着个体性得到净化 how to purify
the next verse tells you
OK 下个世界就回答了这个问题的世界三十四
34 tells us There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion. One should not come under the, you know, if we become spiritually advanced by practicing bhakti yoga, by chanting the holy name of the Lord and following the regulated principles. Then we get purified.Otherwise, by thinking, you can't do it. You know, the Taoist and Buddhist thing is all thinking. And, you know, they don't go to Godhead by just thinking. They just get, you know, I don't know what. Many, many things in Kali Yuga, how so-called Buddhism has become so perverted. Now, there are some very good Buddhists, but most people say they're Buddhists, but they eat meat and they do everything.
所以我们要超越要通过修习变得灵向上进步修习 Bhakti Yoga 要念诵遵守四项原则得到进化不是仅仅靠思想
chapter 12 we're reading chapter 12 that's Bhakti Yoga service
所以我们不是像中国的道教啊佛教啊他们都是就是停留在思考的层面上光是凭着这种想法是不能回归神守的因为我们现在处在喀利年代一切都是被扭曲着的这些所谓的佛教徒有的自称是佛弟子他们也吃肉所以我们要读第十二章十二章都是讲的服务
And the first service is hearing and chanting chanting the holy name and hearing Bhagavad Gita, that's service. We do that first. Then, but if you can't do that, okay, you can give some money to the temple, you can help devotees, you know, you can do something. And you'll get purified, but, you know, nothing happens instantly. If you have a garden and you're growing rice or something, it doesn't grow overnight. You have to get the land ready, then you have to plant the seeds, and then you have to...take care of that, and then you have to plant them, and then you have to take care of that, and then you finally get rice. Same thing. We get purified by just doing it again and again and again.
所以我们要聆听，奉献服务是属于聆听和唱诵。我们要，所以就，像讲课里说的，我们要，念诵圣名，读佛家梵歌。倘若我们有一些钱可以拿来做奉献然后逐渐就进化了这个事情不是一蹴而就的一夜之间就能够达到进化的就像有一片土地倘若我们要种大米我们首先要把这个土地弄平整然后买种子播撒种子播种然后还要去照料它精心的然后需要花时间才能得到这个硕果的才能得到这个稻米同样的这个道理是一样的
So you know I walked to the top of the Great Wall in one place
Mara 说他有一次就登上了长城之巅
Donna Kaylee was with Lokanath Swami
So、how did we get there? Many people
didn't get there. We got there by keep walking. Take one more step, one more step, one more step.
Right? So
many of you have probably done that. So in the beginning, you can't even see the top, you know, but then you keep going. Eventually, you can see the top. You see your nose. 12, and there's only 20, and then one more, one more, one more, and finally you get there. And but there's no reason, once you get there, all you can do is come back down. But you know, but that's how we get Krishna, that's how we get purified. We keep chanting one mantra at a time, one mantra, one more mantra, one more mantra, one more round, and eventually we get purified. But don't be in a hurry. Don't cry that you're not purified overnight, you know, because we're getting purified.
所以就像我们登上长城一样，一开始可能都看不见那个顶上，但后来我们一步步走往上走，最后还剩十二级、十一级，然后最后就达到了。最后到我们上上去以后呢，那时候我们只能再往，那时候我们要做的就是再下来。 所以呢，我们就要这样一个mantra一个mantra的念诵，一圈一圈的念诵，不要着急，要念，不要哭，就逐渐就净化了。And
when you read a verse that you don't understand, please read the purport and read two or three more verses after that. And then probably become clear.
马来
Yes. I'm waiting.
That's all.
Really? All right. So we covered everything. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Whoever's there, I don't know. I can't see how many are there, but.
Okay.
Gauranga. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Swoyo rong yao gui yu shu we de fong fong jay.
好，麦昆的知音服务员聆听。 非常感谢圣卡尔昌斯瓦米给我们带来的精彩的不加分课讲课，感谢所有风念忍耐心聆听，也感谢安然马达基的主持。希望大家有一个美好的、直觉的一天。Hare Krishna。